Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud-Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shtei Alechem, Niloi Shleit Achat Achat. Benekle Yit Achat Achat. The Shtei Alechem, which was part of Hatzeres on Shavuot, together with the Shnei Kisei Hatzeres. Each one of the Shtei Alechem was kneaded separately, and each one of them was baked separately. They didn't knead them or bake them together. This will learn out from a pasuk. Lechem Apanem Niloi Shechad Achat. Benekle Shnei Shnei. The Lechem Apanem, the 12 bread which was put on the Shulchan Meshavet Leshavet. Each one of these 12 bread were kneaded separately. But when they were baked two at a time. This we also learn out from a puzzle. Or betipa toya oso son. Ukishu raza noisna betipa. Kadesh lois kakala. When the lechem apanim were mixed, they were put into a form. When they needed the lechem apanim, they formed them in a special form. As the lechem apanim had a special form, which is, it had a bottom with two raised sides. And when they put it in the oven, they put it into a form which was in the oven. And then after it is baked, when they separated it from the form, this is called radia, they again put it into a tipis, into a form, in order that it won't get ruined. And since it had this special form with the bottom and the two raised sides, it could easily fall in. So therefore, there were three forms altogether. One form in which the dough was put in, and they formed the lechem apanim in that tfus. And then, inside the oven, there was also a tipis, a special tfus, in which they put the lechem apanim and let it bake there. And then after they took it out of the oven, they had a third form in which the lechem apanim, which was already baked, was put in, and that way it stayed in the right shape until it was put on top of the Shulchan on Shabbos. Second Menachot, Perek Yud-Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Echad Shtei Alechem, Echad Lechem Apanim, Vishasam Barichasam Bechut, Vafiyasam Bechut, both the Shtei Alechem, which is brought in Shavuos together with the Shnei Kisei Hatzeres, and the Lechem Apanim, the 12 bread that is put on the Shulchan inside the Heichal. The Lisha, the kneading of it, and the Aricha, the forming of them, is done Bechut, could be done even outside of the Azar, but the Afiyah, the baking of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, has to be done with Nim inside the Azar. The reason being is that the Tanner, which baked the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Alechem, is Kodesh, is Mekadesh, the Lechem, so therefore it has to be done inside the Azar. Ve'enon dochos es haShabbos, but you cannot bake the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim on Shabbos. It has to be done before Shabbos, as the baking of the Lechem Apanim is done Erev Shabbos, and it would be put on the Shulchan on Shabbos, while the baking of the Shtei Alechem must be done before Shavuos. It cannot be done on Shavuos itself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Maaseihem B'Snim. Rabbi Yehuda says, all the Maaseihem of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim have to be done inside the Azar, including the Lisha and the Aricha. It cannot be done outside of the Azar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo'olam Habirago Lo'imer, Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim, K'shei Rois Ba'Azara. U'K'shei Rois B'Beit Pagi. Rabbi Shimon says, a person should always get himself used to saying that the afiyah of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim are kosher both in the Azara and in Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi was a makom outside of the Choma of the Har HaBayis. It was close to the Har HaBayis, but outside the Har HaBayis, and it's kosher to do all the ma'asim of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim in the Beis Pagi. This is the third sheet that has Rabbi Shimon hold that all the ma'asim of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, including the afiyah, could be done outside of the Azara. Now, the reason Rabbi Shimon says, La'olam habi rabu lomi, you always should get yourself used to saying this, and since there is no makor for pasuk, you have to constantly repeat it over, so it will be ingrained in your memory.